Hey, welcome to episode 3 in this embryonic journey that we're taking together. Today, I want to talk to you about the way that you are going to move forward in your business. And no matter what kind of business you have, there's one thing that matters more than anything else. And that is having people, having an audience that you can offer your services to solve their problem. Or their need or their desire, whatever it is. And without that audience, you do not have a business. So in today's crazy times, what is more critical than ever is to be able to provide your audience with the kind of content that they want. So I thought I would give you some insight into why I am creating this podcast, one of the reasons that inspired me to begin this journey. And what I've decided is I'm going to be recording on a daily basis. And the reason why I did that, the kind of the inspiration for it, is a book I'm reading right now by Russell Brunson called Traffic Secrets. I can't recommend this book highly enough. And, you know, this is one of those books where every other page, I'm taking out notes and I'm saying, man, I got to do that, and I got to do that, and I got to do that. So here's a story that Russell tells in secret number 7 of this book. He talks about how he, when he was a kid, he used to watch the Arsenio Hall show. I never saw that myself, but he describes it as just outrageous humor. And one of the episodes, they had Bill Clinton played Heartbreak Hotel, I think it was, on a saxophone, which could have easily won him the election because of, you know, the way that it appealed to minority and younger voters. And so it was a tremendously successful show. He had a huge audience, and eventually it went off the air. And Arsenio Hall basically disappeared for several years until 2012, when he came back to appear on Celebrity Apprentice. And in that episode, his team just totally tanked. They just totally bombed. some of the other teams, like Penn Jillette's, his team got his Blue Man Group to perform on the streets of New York and donate money. The idea is you raise money to donate to a charity, of course. And every celebrity in that contest was able to raise money except for Arsenio Hall. And, you know, in the end, he was dialing and he was trying to call all these people who he knew, and nobody would call him back. All he got was voicemail, and he was just defeated, frustrated, and dejected at the end. But when he's trying to figure out, you know, he and his teammates are trying to figure out why wasn't he able to raise any money. And the reason that they finally came to was that he explained that whenever, or during the time he had his own talk show, everybody used to answer his calls. But once he didn't have a show anymore, all of his so-called friends avoided him. So that was the big takeaway, is, you know, he had to have a show, he had to have an audience in order for him to be able to connect with some of the really important people. And if you're going to grow a business, that's key, is to be able to have actually what Russell here calls the Dream 100, right? So these are 100 influencers who can bring you their audience and grow your list, your audience, your tribe that way. So the piece that inspired me to start this podcast actually was that a little further on in that chapter, Russell talks about that you've got to publish content regularly and consistently. And in fact, you've got to do it every day. I think he mentioned somewhere where let's see, I'm blanking out on his name, but famous marketer who, Seth Godin, there it is. Seth Godin won't appear on your show unless, you know, you've been broadcasting or podcasting or blogging every day for, you know, at least I think a year. And so let me read this to you. This really was, like I said, the inspiration, and I think this will be really valuable for you to learn what it takes to build and cultivate and nurture a tribe that really is the foundation for any type of a business you want to have. All right, so he says, he kind of lays out a plan, and the first part is step one, publish daily for at least a year. So the first commitment that you have to make is you will be consistent. And he goes on to say he knew when he started that if he didn't find a platform that was easy for, you know, on him to create content, he wouldn't be consistent. So this is one of the first things that you need to decide is what is your platform? You know, do you enjoy writing? Then maybe blogging would be it. Do you like being on camera? Then it could be video. In my case, I decided on a podcast because I've done video and I really like video, but it takes a lot of time to edit and to. I always feel a little bit like I've got to have you know, some kind of, I don't know if you call it appearance or front or whatever. You know, it's just a little bit hard for me to just, you know, take a video. You know, when I haven't shaved and stuff like that. So I feel like podcast for me is just really easy. And I've always enjoyed having conversations with people. And so I think that this particular media is good for me, but you've got to decide for yourself what, you know, what's the best channel for you. Think about what your skills are. Think about, you know, how you enjoy communicating and focus on that one. You know, you can then actually disseminate, you know, so for instance, these podcast recordings that I'm making, I'll be able to put those on, you know, Twitter and social media, be able to put them and get them transcribed, put them on blog posts and so forth. Of course, video is really, you know, the mother of all media in a lot of ways, because you can take out the audio, you can have it transcribed, and then it can turn into all of those things. But in terms of doing something daily, I felt that for me anyway, podcasting was easy enough that I could commit to doing it on a daily basis. So for you, decide, you know, what that is. Create the content on a consistent basis. Doesn't need to be daily, I don't think, necessarily. You got to decide for yourself. For years, I've been sending an email newsletter on a weekly basis, and that seems to work. But whatever works for you, figure out some media that you can consistently communicate with a growing audience on, and then commit to doing that on a regular basis. So there you go. That's a little bit of history as to why I decided to do these podcasts and how you can become more valuable and grow and attract a list that could be the foundation for a really terrific business for yourself, and of course for people who are listening to you. If you have questions, comments, ideas, criticisms, whatever, I welcome all of your feedback. You can send it to mike@strategiccopy.com, or just I think there's ways that you can connect via whatever media you're listening to this on. Welcome all of your comments. So there you go, episode 3. Hope you found this helpful, and we'll see you next time.